Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi, everyone. Susan Winter here. Thank you for joining me for yet again another talk on love, life, and how you approach it as far as how you feel about yourself. You know, I just came off a really wonderful interview with this lady. She's so great. She's from the UK. Another coach, her name's Teresa Young. And we were talking about self-esteem and love, self-love and self-care. And I mentioned something that for years I've thought that I should write a book on your human rights as a dater. What you are innately allowed to feel, do, have, your rights when you're dating. Your right, you have a right as a human being who is engaged in dating and mating to be one treated with respect. You should be treated with respect. And anything short of that is not allowable. And it should be so obvious to us that we never even have to talk about it. And yet I know from my own evolution in dating history, like so many of you, first you just, you know, want to be accepted and you want to have a partner. And maybe you don't know that you have a right to speak up, to have boundaries, to have your own thoughts, to push back on something that doesn't feel right or good. Maybe you don't even know that you're allowed to do that, because for so many people, the only goal is the acquisition of the person. That's it. The acquisition of the person. Don't make waves. Don't be a difficult woman. Don't be any kind of person that's going to in any way seem less than attractive and confident, agreeable and positive. And that makes for a very boring partner. And this isn't just women, it's men too. Men, you try to overprove yourself, overgive. You try and induce all sorts of reasons why this woman should be with you or this man should be with you, what you have to offer, who you are. You're selling yourself. We have centuries of that having to be the way of the world. But yet, we are not cognizant so much of who we are and what we want. And this is where I think we need to review our human rights, right? To treat each other with respect and to expect, not hope, not beg, that they treat you with respect as well. And what does that look like for you? How would that respect look? Does it mean to return your text messages within a timely manner? If they don't know, you need to tell them politely, but you need to let them know that that would be your preference. And then how your partner responds to each one of these needs, requirements that you have, your human rights, will tell you if they are viable as a long-term partner. It will tell you their level of investment. So everything you ask for, you do know you have to give too, right? It's equal. It's the derechos y obligaciones that I like so much, that's taught in Spain to children, right? And I've talked about this many times, that we inherently have rights as a human being who's doing this activity, and that others have rights. We respect them, they respect us. So now we're talking about civility and politeness and human kindness, so that at every turn, you are equally responsible for what goes on. Now, I realize that it can get a little tricky. They broke up with me. They were really horrible. Do I return a text that now they say they need to talk? Do I do it? Do I not do it? Those kinds of situations, you need to talk to a coach, because they're very individual to you and to what's been going on in the situation. If somebody sends you a text, it's polite to return it unless they have been abusive, unless there's history that nobody knows about and could possibly guess. So you understand that you are allowed to drive the car. I had a masterclass where I made everybody take a photograph of their hands on the steering wheel, because so many people quit forgetting or didn't even know they are allowed to have their say. It is two people in a relationship. Now, what will happen, the power dynamics are such that there will always be one who is more insistent upon getting their way. So that relationship, one will acquiesce as their default, one will press for their needs as their default. This is the normal interaction. So if you think that acquiescing is going to make you pliant and agreeable, it will make you crazy in the end. Because whether it's a friend or a coworker, you know resentment is building up because you do need to establish a boundary. But to be nice, you don't want to, because it's going to make them upset. Now that is their problem. I realize this is a challenge. I know it's been a challenge for me personally in my life. I would rather be agreeable and nice and polite, but there are times that I have to call things out because they're just not acceptable. So please take a look at how you feel. How does the interaction make you feel? You do have a right to speak up. And as a matter of fact, for the longevity of your relationship, it is a requirement. It's a requirement that you express yourself. There are times that you could have a mate who really wants to please you, and you've never said anything like, "I hate doing the laundry. I don't like that restaurant. I really don't like those people." You've never said it. So because you've never said it, they don't know it's a problem. But you can build up a resentment to them because you never spoke up and drove the car, set your boundaries, spoke up, which is your human right, because you think it's going to be a problem. But how do you know that maybe they're not a really great person that's going to go, "I had no idea. Why didn't you tell me?" So please remember, in this whole thing, people are not mind readers. They're not psychic. If you have a feeling, get your head wrapped around how to say it, how to express it in a neutral, not a condemning fashion. They may not know this at all. Present your what the thing is, why it's important to you, how you'd like it to be instead of what it is now. And then shut up and listen to what they have to say. And if you have to, negotiate and explain. This does not have to be a 3-hour conversation. Ladies, saying that to you, because I'm a lady and I know. If you get your thoughts organized, it's not an all-night thing that's going to make his ears bleed, okay? Promise you. Get it clear. Speak man so they understand. Clear, concise, this is it. No attitude, please. No passive-aggressive. Just give the information. You'd be surprised how many times somebody has no idea they've hurt you. This is a possibility. So before you alter and contort yourself to be a lesser version that you don't even like, give your partner a chance. But by all means, begin by consciously being aware of what you want and need in this relationship. And remember that you are an active participant. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you want to work with me, chat me up, go to the website. Got a lot of resources, fabulous merch with great quotes to help remind you of what you need to know day in and day out. Also, great books, Breakup Triage. If you have not read it, if you have not listened to it in audiobook form, which I really suggest, it's fabulous. 33 minutes out of your life, and it will ease your heartbreak. Promise. Okay? Take a look at all the resources. Talk to you soon. Take care.